Forgiveness. Study 5. The result. Steve Heinemann. The following is a summary of the transcript of the study prepared using the AI facility ChatGPT, OpenAI. This audio version has been recorded using the app Speechify. The culmination of reconciliation with God brings immense joy and peace, as Paul eloquently states in Colossians 1:20. Through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, peace and reconciliation with God are achieved, transforming believers from enemies into holy, unblameable and unreprovable beings in God's sight. This transformation is contingent upon continuing in faith and being grounded in the hope of the gospel. The ultimate position for believers is to be reconciled with God, who desires to be known as our Father. This relationship is fostered through Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who empathizes with our infirmities. John, in his epistles, emphasizes the significance of abiding in Christ and maintaining confidence in his imminent return. This confidence is rooted in the perfect love that casts out fear, a love that ensures believers are not ashamed at Christ's coming. John encourages believers to be bold and open with God, akin to a close friendship, knowing that God understands and believes in them. Paul's confidence, expressed in Timothy, is based on his faith in God's ability to bestow righteousness, not on his own merits. Similarly, Romans 4 highlights Abraham's faith, which was counted as righteousness, illustrating that God's perspective transcends time. God's promises are viewed as already fulfilled even before they manifest. Hebrews reinforces this confidence, stating that believers can boldly enter the holiest through Jesus' blood, drawing near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. This confidence stems from knowing that God has already justified and made believers righteous through Christ. Consequently, believers are encouraged to stand firm in this faith, recognizing their position as justified and righteous in God's eyes. Romans 8:31-39 encapsulates Paul's powerful message of God's unwavering support. If God is for us, who can be against us? The certainty of God's love and the sacrifice of His Son assure believers that nothing can separate them from this love. This understanding produces profound peace, knowing that God's ability to save is not dependent on our own strength, but on His boundless grace and willingness. Micah's exhortation to walk humbly with God underscores the importance of humility in this relationship. Historical examples such as Manasseh, Nebuchadnezzar, Moses, and Elijah illustrate how God transforms individuals through humility, making them receptive to His righteousness. The sinner who humbled himself was justified by God, contrasting with the self-righteous Pharisee. Does God want us to live in doubt? Is this the God that we serve? Does He want us to be unconvinced, skeptical, uncertain in His desire to save us? Of course He doesn't. So as we conclude our thoughts, we come to Philippians 4. We've seen the process. We've seen forgiveness. We've taken the stepping stones to the desired end, that frame of mind which says that we can be supremely confident, yes. We are going to be in the kingdom of God based on a relationship now with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is life eternal. This is what is, that we know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. So Paul concludes our thoughts with Philippians 4, and coming to verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again he says, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everybody. The Lord is at hand. Don't be anxious about everything. Don't be anxious about anything actually, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, we can barely understand it, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It will act as a security from not only yourself, but the world in which we live, the peace of God. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about those things. So make an active decision to pursue that line of thinking. And what you have heard and received, verse 9, and what you have heard and seen, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. He really will. And through that process, the great power and gift of forgiveness that God has produced, that God has given us, it will produce in us a work of righteousness, says Isaiah, which shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance for eternity forever, thinking and acting like God, which is what he wanted in the very first place with Adam and Eve. And he's done the full circle, come right back, and in that process has saved many. What a wonderful God. We do have nothing to worry about with God at our right hand willing us into the kingdom. So may Yahweh bless you and keep you all. May he make his face to shine upon each of us and be gracious unto us. And may he lift up his countenance upon all of us and give us peace. Amen.